This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Light snow will continue in Denver and most of northeast Colorado through the day today. Denver International Airport has seen almost 8 inches so far, with the planes getting even more. But Jim Colina with the National Weather Service says many areas on the I-25 corridor are getting less snow than expected.
This storm system, it kind of, in the last minute, it kind of intensified slower and it drifted to the north.
Many government offices and schools are still closed. Highs along the Front Range today will be around 30 degrees. Denver says road crews are plowing side streets during the current winter storm. City spokeswoman Nancy Kuhn says that only happens during major snow and ice events.
What these trucks can do is they can be very helpful in shaving off the top few inches of snow off the top of a street and help clear a path to the main streets. They can also help prevent deep ice ruts.
Kuhn says the city is increasing plow patrols, not because of citizen outcry after a December storm coated city streets and left many of them slick for weeks, but because the weather forecast warrants it. Several airlines canceled flights at DIA in preparation for today's winter storm. According to FlightAware, 262 Wednesday flights were canceled as of 5 a.m. About half of those were from Southwest Airlines. Interstate 76 is now closed from Sterling to the Nebraska line. State government offices, some local governments, and most metro area schools closed today in anticipation of the snow. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for joining us. It is 11:06. Coming up next, we'll listen to the takeaway. And when we do, we'll talk about the high price of eggs.